Good morning, good people. It is 20th October 2020. The readings are from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 to 22, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 38. God is not reserved for a particular person or a group. In total awareness of our worth, as the image and likeness of God, we submit and surrender in serving God. For everyone, there is an ample place in God's house. Everyone is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Insofar as we acknowledge the sacrifice of Jesus, who brought the unity and salvation to all of us. Past cannot chisel the present, but the present can always inspire the awaiting future. Whatever we have done in the past is forgotten by God through God's mercy and the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Repentance and reconciliation is possible through the Holy Spirit in believing the mysteries of the cross of our Lord. Peace is the good news displayed in the ministry of healing and loving Jesus. After knowing, loving, and serving Jesus, we cannot behave and treat others as strangers and aliens. As Christ brought everyone closer to God in unity and peace, so we need to come closer to each other in charity and truth. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord speaks of peace to his people." Psalm 85 verse 8. The gospel invites us to be alert and awake at all times. Jesus said, quote, "Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks," unquote. Luke chapter 12 verse 35. To be awake means to be aware of God's presence in our lives. When we are prepared at all times, we are at peace with God through Jesus. Jim Aframo trains our minds telling, quote, "Train like you are number two. Compete like you are number one," unquote. We are served by God when we are awake and prepared at all times. It is the token of gratitude from God for being ready for action through the humble service. May we experience peace and unity through our service to God and to humanity at large. Have a lovely day. God bless you.